You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up later on this hour, last half hour of the show, after 10:30, our segment we call Audio Sorbet, where we get away from the news, take a breath, and essentially
clean your ears with fun.
Thank you. Terry Barr, Civic Media's genie of just about everything and creator of Slice of Wisconsin, going to join us after the 10:30 news. And then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, the Take a Spin edition. So stick around for that. Just a reminder, as we start off this hour, today is Giving Tuesday, Greg Bach.
It is indeed.
Very important day.
Yeah.
Really good reminder for all of us, if you are able to help out those who are less fortunate. And all of Civic Media stations are partnering with various agencies around the state, especially within our own communities. So if you go to walkradio.com, W-A-U-K-radio.com, go to walkradio.com. There's a big link for Giving Tuesday, which is today. And we have partnered with the Milwaukee County Humane Society, the Wisconsin Humane Society, an organization I've worked with for years and love them.
Yeah.
Love them so much. And also Milwaukee Community Crossroads, which helps individuals, families, and neighborhoods access basic needs, overcome barriers, and connect to opportunities. So again, it is Giving Tuesday. Every little bit makes a difference. I know you might be thinking, I can only give $2.
Hey.
It matters.
Yep.
It does. It all adds up. Big time. Nothing happens with one person. If everybody can just give $1 or $2 or $3, it adds up and makes a difference. So whatever you can do today, thank you. If you can't give money, consider volunteering.
Yep. Or donating food if it's to a pantry. I mean, like, there are ways of helping that might not be, that are not monetary.
Exactly.
But these groups always could use the assistance. And that's just another way to, I mean, give year round too. And
if you can.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right. We wanted to start off with this just because this is one of those things.
Oh, really quick. Jenny on the live stream says Wisconsin's Humane Society is doubling donations today.
Ooh.
So if you give to them, they'll, all right.
They'll
so I
double
just want,
it.
Wanted to let you know. Thank you, Jenny, for
Thank
that.
Thank you, Jenny. That's fabulous. Great. So if you give $5, you got $10 right there. Ba-boom.
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 There we go.
This is, I've been keeping a running tally. We have a show prep sheet that we look at every day.
It is decades long.
It's several years long. And I keep running tallies of stories to get to. And this is one that's been, it's been getting much larger.
How long is that tally? The Americans have stormed Normandy.
It's a very long list.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a little update on all the best pardons. Because Donald Trump's been really busy in term number two with pardoning people.
And that was one of his biggest complaints during Joe Biden's era Barack Obama's era. And he just complains regardless. He doesn't like anyone or anything. Just check him out on Truth Social. He tweets a lot.
Yeah, he was tweeting last night like,
Yeah.
But yes, so a couple of the most recent ones. The former Honduras President Hernandez has now been freed after being pardoned by Donald Trump. He was sentenced last year to 45 years in prison for his role in helping drug traffickers move hundreds of tons of cocaine to the U.S. He was tried and convicted in this country for these crimes.
Yeah.
And one little tidbit I found yesterday. The lead investigator in this case.
Who is it?
The lead investigator in this case was Emil Bove.
Oh, God.
You know that name.
Yep.
A member of Trump's legal team.
Who is now?
A federal judge.
Judge Bovin.
Appointed to the bench by Trump. So this guy that Trump just appointed to the federal bench was the lead investigator into this case against Hernandez, who was convicted and sentenced for trafficking hundreds of tons of coke to our country, and Trump just gave him a pardon, and now he's free.
Hasn't the screeching and the yelling lately been all about, I mean, we're blowing up boats in the water, whether they're drug dealers or not, and we just say they're drug dealers?
They're narco traffickers.
What is the difference? Why are we so concerned about fentanyl but not about cocaine? Apparently cocaine is what is that? Is trafficking that in the country just like bringing illegal fruit into the country? This man was given due process, given the justice system. He was found guilty, and now he is freed, and he is directly involved with the industry on which the GOP lands their flag all the time, on how the drugs this and the drugs that, and it's being trafficked, and we can't, nothing we can do it. Close the borders. Well, you just let out one of their guys.
Yeah. Well, that goes back to the guy he pardoned who had the internet drug dealing ring.
Yes. Oh, it's Silk Road.
Yes.
The dark web.
Yeah, the dark web. Russ Albrecht.
Yeah.
That's who his name.
So, again.
Yeah, so on the one hand, they're all about stopping illegal drugs. Bad, bad, bad. Mm-hmm. But yet Trump is pardoning all of these people involved with illegal drugs.
Yeah. It just doesn't
add up.
Well, it doesn't add up. And also it's just that, you know, once again, you know, the MAGA people, I know you're out there. I've banned you from our live stream a few times this week already, and it's Tuesday, but where's your defense of this? Like, it's not like he was put into a kangaroo court, or he was not given his rights, or he was not given due process, or just thrown in jail for drug trafficking. He went through the due process that's being denied people in this country who are just trying to stick around and work like normal citizens. They're not getting that due process, the same that this gentleman, but he is being let out of prison. Maybe he learned his lesson, Jane.
Sure he's a new man. I'm sure he's found a new path. Hernandez, by the way, the guy that Trump just pardoned, who was supposed to spend 45 years in prison, he allegedly said once, quote, "Let's stuff the drugs right up the noses of the gringos."
I mean, they've been saying that since the 70s, but I mean, it's...
Of course, the Trump administration now, their take on this is it was Biden lawfare.
What?
That Carolyn Leavitt stood up there yesterday and said it out loud. I know.
Then don't pardon him. Retry him. That's the thing. You don't pardon him. You say you grant him the right to another trial, and you go through the process again. You don't just say, "Oh, they got it wrong. We'll let you out. That's fine. Go ahead. Here's a plane ticket and a brand fresh new suit. You're good to go." That's not how that is stupidity of the highest order. Biden lawfare, you know, that long, arduous process of, again, due process and a court of law and a jury and a decision and a sentence and 45 years for hundreds of millions worth of drugs. This is like, if we lived in a country that had far less media ability, like, there is something to be said about the media coverage. There is so much happening, and there are so many pardons happening. It's difficult to keep up.
It is.
But this is just blatant, unabashed corruption that doesn't even try. It's Biden lawfare is a laughable excuse.
A couple of great texts just came in. Rita, listening in La Crosse on WLCX, how much did he pay Trump for his pardon? Reasonable question, Rita.
Absolutely, Rita.
Absolutely.
You know how this game is played.
Reasonable question. And Bob from Eau Claire, listening on WCFW, how else will Don Jr. get his fix?
Yeah. It's
it has been rumored that one of Trump's kids might have a little white nose candy issue.
He likes the booger sugar. Mm. And
another little pardon. Mm-hmm. Talking all the best pardons, by the way, if you're just joining us on Matt and Air on Air. Trump also commutes 7-year prison sentence of former private equity CEO David Gentile just days after his sentence started.
Yeah.
The CEO of GPB Capital Holdings was convicted of wire and securities fraud, and now he's out. I think he served, 7 days?
Well, I mean, that's longer than the one lady who was supposed to go to jail for the statue fraud, and she didn't even serve a day. She got pardoned before She was reported to prison.
At the time, the charges related to a years-long scheme to defraud more than 10,000 investors by essentially lying to them about these funds and how much they were going to make in this. It really seems, at least to me, the Trump administration really doesn't care about financial crimes.
Well, Jane,
if people got bilked, if people lost their life savings, they don't really seem to care too much about that.
But they don't care about financial crimes. They don't care about drug crimes. They don't care about sexual assault crimes. They don't. I mean, Ghislaine Maxwell is heading to home plate here for a pardon. That's what's going to happen. This is all just bringing us to that point. And it will show that they do. There is no crime that they care about enough to actually fight for. We are seeing criminal after criminal being just let out, and they will repay him at some point. This is the Godfather. At some point, he will call upon you.
Yes,
and you will repay him in some favor. Might not be money, might be favors, access, looking the other way, changing a code, whatever. But and I'm making this point because this will not happen for you.
Oh, you no. If you rob a store of $25, they're going to put the full weight of the law against you.
And you may have voted for Donald Trump 3 times. And when you're in jail, you could say, I love Donald Trump. They don't care.
Just a reminder of some of the earlier pardons that we may have forgotten about, because there have been so many.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Stone, convicted of obstruction and false statements. He was pardoned in 2020. Paul Manafort, back in the Trump orbit, convicted of fraud, tax evasion, pardoned in 2020. Rudy Giuliani, of course, election interference, he got pardoned. Mark Meadows, convicted of election-related crimes, another pardon. George Santos,
one of the
most prolific liars ever, he got commuted. Russ Albrecht, again.
Michael Flynn.
The Silk Road guy.
Yep.
Major drug trafficking website.
Yep.
He pardoned him.
Mm-hmm.
So please don't tell me how much they hate drug traffickers. They just don't like drug traffickers who don't pay them off.
Don't tell me how much they love law and order. Don't. That's the thing, is all of these points that the Republicans for decades try to align themselves with, America, law and order, family, all these things, they have slowly ripped themselves away from with their behavior, their attitudes, everything they're doing is taking them. You don't care about law and order. You don't care about children. You don't care about drugs. You don't really care about patriotism.
Sure, don't care about the environment.
You never cared about the environment. Let's just be totally honest here. You don't really care about drugs. You don't care about anything that doesn't give you money, access, power, or immunity from regular, just everyday things that we as taxpaying, hardworking folks have to do. We do not enjoy any of those privileges, and we never will, unless one of you becomes a multimillionaire and or billionaire tomorrow. Maybe you stand a chance, but eventually this club will become too small and will not accept new members, and that fee is high, and it's impressing the president, and you will never do it.
Probably not. Maybe we all chipped in together.
Yeah. This is not what I thought Giving Tuesday would be about, but okay.
We're going to talk more about that on the other side. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast statewide, countrywide. You can even pick us up around the globe.
Nice.
On the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvitini on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before the break, we were talking about all the best pardons, so many, coming out of the Trump administration for various people, including several pretty high-profile drug traffickers. But one, this is a smaller person. This isn't the president, the former president of a country, unlike the other ones. This is one of the guys who Trump freed right away after he got inaugurated, all the January 6th attackers.
Mm.
And he pardoned all of those people.
You mean those traitors?
Those patriots. Here's the headline from the New York Times. Felon freed by Trump is sentenced again, this time to 27 months. A Brooklyn judge found that Jonathan Braun violated the rules of his release after assaulting a nanny, swinging an IV pole at a nurse, and dodging tolls in luxury cars. The man whose sentence Trump commuted in the final hours in his first term, now sentenced to 27 months in prison after being accused of a range of criminal conducts, including physical and sexual assault, Jonathan Braun, already had a long history of violence. In 2011, he pled guilty to drug trafficking and money laundering. His family used a connection to Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law, to get the commutation in January of 2021. He is at least the eighth convict Trump has given clemency during his first term who has now been charged with a crime. A bunch of these guys that Trump pardoned who were involved in January 6th are now back in jail.
Yeah.
Because they were all the best people.
And I wanted to, and I know this is sort of off the beaten path of this conversation, but this is a time also when you can call your representatives and tell them how you feel about these things, because what we've seen, I feel like, in the last week and a half are cracks happening.
Little ones.
In the Congress, GOP leaders retiring, getting ready to retire, just angry at how the treatment of the administration towards them is. If you tell them, if you call them and tell them how you feel, at the very least, you've spoken your piece. Things like this that upset you, myvote.wi.gov, find your representative there, call them, be polite, and tell them that this sort of behavior is not something they should be supporting if they, in fact, support the president, because they answer to us. They are the voice of the people, quote
right,
unquote.
Right.
But we aren't powerless. I don't believe that. But we do have to we do have to speak up in these times.
Well, I would love someone to call. I'm not his constituent, Scott Fitzgerald. He showed up on Fox yesterday. He showed up on my social media on the side of the government blowing up boats, assuming they're drug dealers. Call Scott Fitzgerald today and ask him how he feels about this Hernandez getting pardoned.
Yeah.
Ask him about some of these pardons. Ask him about Russ Albrecht. I'd love to know if Scott Fitzgerald even knows who that is.
If you said Russ Albrecht, you'd have no idea. But I think about the reporters who would ask these questions too, and now it's you get to obfuscate with impunity. There is no follow-up. There is no, you didn't answer my question.
No.
This is a person. What is your opinion? Well, we don't really know what they did. No, we know what they did. There is a court record.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's infuriating because, again, these are privileges that will never be extended to regular folks, including regular Trump supporters. And that's actually what angers me a lot, is that these folks who have really, really pledged allegiance, and they're for their reasons. I can't tell you why. I don't know. But they will never be seen as enough because they aren't of certain means and of influence.
Well, and don't forget, Steve Bannon ripped off Trump supporters.
Yeah.
He ripped off Trump's own supporters, and Trump pardoned him for it. Cindy from Appleton is on the line. Good morning, Cindy. Thank you so much for joining us. What you got?
Well, I have 3 points to make. First of all, the Law and Order Party, that is just so far gone out the window, it isn't even fun anymore. The second one is, I thought they were out rounding up all these supposed illegal aliens because they're such terrible people. They're felons and they're drug people and all this other stuff. So how come that doesn't apply to the ones he's letting out of prison? And number three, I know he's doing this because he's going to conglomerate, whatever, with all these people he's let out. And they are going to do whatever they can do to rig our next election because the Republicans know they're done.
Yeah, the signs, thank you, Cindy. The signs leading up to the midterms aren't great right now. Mm-mm. That can change. There's still a lot of time before we get there.
Yeah, and it was interesting to see not a lot of kicking and screaming in this last election November when Democrats won so handily, mostly. It will be interesting to see what the midterms look like if that same thing happens next November, how much fighting there will be. I think there will be more fighting once they realize they're about to lose the House. But there will be some areas where they won't be able to contest at all because it's just going to be irrefutable, but that doesn't mean they won't. I mean, Trump's final court case from 2020 just recently just got dismissed. So they will kick and scream forever.
And drag it out as long as possible.
And drag it and call it a farce and call it a hoax and call it stolen. That's what they do. And we just, folks, we just got to push ahead.
Just a reminder before we go to the news, which is coming up real quickly here. Today is National Day of Giving. Yes. WAUK taking part along with our parent company, Civic Media. Just go to walkradio.com. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of links there for the wonderful Wisconsin Humane Society and also Milwaukee Community Crossroads. If you would like to make a donation, it would be greatly, greatly appreciated.
Yes.
It's Giving Tuesday. Let's help out if you can. Mm-hmm. News is next, and then Terry Barr will be here for a little slice of Wisconsin. You are listening to Matt Mayer on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our home at Radio Park in Racine. Join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before we get to our guests, just a reminder, today is the National Day of Giving, and we have partnered, WAUK Radio has partnered up with Wisconsin Humane Society.
Nice.
And Milwaukee Community Crossroads. You can help out if you are able. Go to walkradio.com, walkradio.com. At the very top, there's a banner. You can click on that. And that also has links to the Wisconsin Humane Society, which does such wonderful work. They're all over the state, particularly in southeastern Wisconsin, and also Milwaukee, a community crossroads. And again, if you can't make a monetary donation, we completely understand. Maybe consider volunteering, mm-hmm. because these groups are always, always looking for bodies. That's how they keep the lights on in
Absolutely.
Many ways. So thank you for everyone who participates.
Yeah.
We are joined by the woman we call the genie of just about everything at Civic Media, because she does a little bit of everything. Terry Barr is here. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Oh, hi, Jane, Greg, Calvin, and everyone listening or watching. I almost feel bad coming to you today with kind of a goofy story. You're doing a great job between the giving and the pardoning.
Oh.
Somehow tying those together.
It's kind of a gift. It's a gift, all right. Those pardons are big gifts.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's their
just
giving.
Listening to
it's
that
their
and
giving.
Thinking, yeah. Well, I'm giving you pickles today.
What? Kind.
Yeah.
Oh God, he's got pickle issues. Jeez.
Oh,
I have
no.
Very
I can't wait to hear
severe
more about this.
He has strong pickle opinions.
I do.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, this is all about the pickle ornament that many people put on the tree.
The Christmas
and
pickle.
Whoever finds it. What?
It's a Christmas pickle, right?
It is. Thank you. You've heard of it.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
But now,
well,
we didn't do, we did not.
A new survey
okay, good.
That has Wisconsin as one of the top states that this is a huge tradition for people to do. It actually, well, the rumor is that it comes from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, there's been a lot of back and forth about what the tradition really is. Here's one story I found when I was researching this. There was a gentleman by the name of John Lower. And speaking of pardons, he was actually in prison in Germany, and all they ever gave him to eat was a pickle. So when he got out of prison, he decided that pickle had been such good luck and a sign of survival that he started making pickles as ornaments for people to hang in their home. And then obviously at some point it came to Wisconsin and became the pickle in the Christmas tree. Very interesting. Now, there's a lot of dispute to this, and let's start.
I'm calling shenanigans.
You're calling shenanigans.
I'm calling shenanigans on that origin story for the pickle ornament.
Really?
If I was that guy and all they gave me to eat was a pickle, the last thing I would do would be memorialize the pickle.
I think you're
right.
I think,
yeah.
Jane, though, I think your shenanigans are based on the fact that he saw joy in what was happening. And there's a difference.
He dogs in prison.
Okay, well, let's start with an explanation. This will help.
Okay.
From Jacqueline Kennedy, who is with the Milwaukee Museum.
Wrong Jacqueline.
Contrary to popular belief, there really isn't one clear account or tradition of the pickle ornament. Glassmakers, who often made ornaments in the region of Thuringia in Germany, started making them after 1880 to satisfy an American market for these pickle decorations. Historians often understand food ornaments as a tradition that was created by second or third generation European immigrants right here, and they were also something that was put forth to the public by Woolworths. Woolworths is a name that many people are probably still familiar with. It was a well-known store at the time. He was the initiator and purveyor of a lot of popular Christmas traditions that are still in place today. So when people visit the Milwaukee Public Museum, if they're particularly sharp-eyed, they might notice that we actually do not have a pickle ornament in our German house in the European village, because we feel that the research doesn't indicate that this was a deeper, older pan-Germanism tradition.
It's Woolworth. It was Woolworth pushing pickle ornaments is what it was.
How about that? And you can tell she's asked this so often. She has the spiel, like, boom, this is what
I'm
it
sure,
is.
Right.
Yeah. And now, obviously, you know, we can find the pickle ornament right amongst all the other Christmas ornaments. So if you happen to be looking at the stars or the snowflakes, grab yourself a pickle, because Wisconsin, it is a slice of Wisconsin tradition.
Is that something you did as kids?
No. The only reason why I know about the Christmas pickle is because I used to work at a collectible shop, and something we sold was the Christmas. We broke a lot of Christmas pickles because they were made of the flimsiest material. And if you looked at it wrong, it would crack. I want to go back to something you said earlier, Derek, about in a survey done, Wisconsin is found to be one of the top recognizers of the Christmas pickle. I'm just very baffled that there was a survey done on this topic that someone needed to say, I need to find out. I need numbers. I need to know who. Well, I want to know who's the least.
Was the pickle ornament lobby?
Yeah. Well, apparently Woolworth. It's Woolworth. Well,
yes.
And at this time of year, it seems like there's a survey about almost anything related to anything to do with the holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So it was kind of funny when I stumbled upon this, and then, you know, Wisconsin jumps out. And since I'm always looking for an interesting, traditional, fun, whatever kind of piece for the slice of Wisconsin, I just thought, I'm going to dive into this pickle idea.
Terry, is that something that you guys did when you were a kid? Did you have an ornament pickle?
Calvin, not at all.
Calvin, did you have an ornament pickle when you were growing up at Eagle?
I think we do have a pickle ornament, but I don't think it's because of any tradition. It's just because my sister liked pickles and my mom got her an ornament.
Fair enough. I'm just curious because... I'm half German. My father came from a very German family. Mm-hmm. We did not have a Christmas pickle. So I'm just we're gonna do our own informal survey.
No. You're gonna do your own informal survey.
Fine. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Growing up, not now, growing up, did you have a Christmas pickle ornament?
I'd love to write this one down here.
Yeah. Well, and it could be that it's a new tradition for some families, and they start it with the kids.
Yes.
Because even though it's supposed to be a sign of good luck, whoever finds it in the Christmas tree on Christmas morning, there's also some other things. Oh, you get another gift. Or you get to open the first gift. Those are some of the other things that go along with finding the pickle in the tree.
Yeah. See, to me, again, this feels very much like a marketing ploy by the pickle ornament people. Yes.
So you're positing that there's big pickle ornaments.
There's big pickle, yes. Big pickle is involved.
Don't ask her thoughts on Valentine's Day. You will never hear the end of it. Oh, my God.
It's a big pickle lobby dear. We didn't even know about.
Right. Well, I hope you get some answers from people. I am so curious about this, too. And again, when the word Wisconsin pops up anywhere in some kind of survey, I'm going to dig in.
Oh,
and this one just, it seems so funny. And I thought, okay, well, this will lighten things up at least for a couple of minutes.
Oh, we love it. 855-752-4842. Did you have a Christmas pickle ornament when you were growing up, Tony on the live stream, big pickle, get out of my fridge.
And
I hear you. Brett from Brown Deer is on the line. Good morning, Brett. Pickle or no?
Good morning. No pickle. And I lived in Germany for 3 years. I never saw a pickle ornament there.
Yep. See, it's we're being duped by Big Pickle. The big pickle
ornament.
Our
conspiracy theories are so low rent. I mean, honestly, like, we don't even like tackle like the Kennedy assassination or Flat Earth. We're like, Big Pickle, not in my house.
See, but the weird.
I know, I love it.
You would think that a weird conspiracy like this would take off.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
Jane, compared to other conspiracies out there? Come on.
Yeah, Jane, you'd think. I honestly didn't know about it until I was in my late teens, early 20s, because I worked at that store. Mm-hmm. And I've never known anyone to have it afterwards. And I am quite German as well. I'm German and Polish. Yep. And I had heard that it was a Polish tradition once, but who knows? Yep. I mean, that's the thing is, if it is a made up thing, then if it makes people feel good, that's fine. But I just like the idea that someone at the museum has to be on the ready to answer why there's no pickle.
Yes.
Because
what pickle?
Because if you go to the streets of old Milwaukee, old Wisconsin.
Oh, it's wonderful.
The barbershop scene, no scissors, no shears.
Because they didn't have them.
They
had razors.
No, they had scissors back in the 1900s or in 1800s.
Why do they not have scissors?
No idea. That's why aren't we asking the big questions, Jane?
That's a conspiracy.
We
don't have time.
We don't have time. We'll ask about the
scissors.
We don't have time for the scissor lobby question right now. We're focused on pickles.
Oh, yeah. Watch out, you guys.
Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line checking in. Good morning, Troy. What about the pickle?
We didn't have a pickle.
No pickle. See?
Actually, I don't have
Troy.
A pickle now either.
Oh, boy. All right. Well.
Thank you, Troy. Appreciate it.
I mean, you're asking the question, did people grow up with it? It's not really well known, but is it starting to grow in popularity? Are people like, quote, discovering their German roots maybe and saying, we need to have this? And someone's spouse says, why? And the person says, I don't know.
Well, but I think,
right.
I
some
think
kind they're... of make up tradition.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I think this has become a tradition because people invented it.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Right.
And
I mean, we invented all traditions.
Well, there's that too. That's very true.
Yeah.
Look at the
well, let
wisdom
me ask
dropping
you about the
for
tradition break. Of the two of you and Calvin. Jane, what are we going to do without you?
Shut it down.
You're going to soldier on and be just fine. Everybody's going to do great. Everybody is going to do great. Greg and Calvin and Terry. And I couldn't be prouder. And I couldn't be happier to wrap up my career than here at Civic Media with all of you.
Yeah.
It has been the most rewarding period of my entire career. It really has. And I thank you all for that.
Yeah.
And I thank everyone who's been listening for all of that too.
And
it's been a huge gift.
Frankly, I know we talk about when you're gone, but we will absolutely, we'll never forget you, Joan. We'll always have you deep in our heart. And I must say, like, it's
Greg,
really, it's what?
You were awful.
I am. See, I had to do that because she was starting to cry and she doesn't like sharing her feelings on the air. So I did it.
Ha ha! Yeah. See, that's, but Terry, that is, my mother would have said something like that.
Yeah.
She would have said, isn't that great, Jane? Now don't let it go to your head.
I didn't say
and
that.
And she would have called, me Joan. So that's perfect. It's just perfect.
My goodness.
Terry Barr is Civic Media's genie of just about everything. She is fantastic. Thank you so much, Terry. Love you. Take good care.
And much love to you, Jane. And
thanks. Stay with us. When we return, we're going to wrap it up with this Shouldn't Be a Thing, Take a Spin edition. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our home at Radio Park in Racine. Join us at 855-752-4842 and leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Right before the break, Terry Barr was here. We were talking about the pickle ornament tradition and where that tradition came from. And I just want to share one more text from Tyler in Wisconsin Rapids, who says, like the Arlo Guthrie song goes, I don't want a pickle. I just want to ride my motorcycle. You don't know that song?
Y'all wrote the weirdest songs back then.
Arlo, he was great. He was great. Coming up tomorrow, it is the first Wednesday of the month.
Which means?
Darren Von Ruden will be here.
She did it, folks.
I got it right.
Yeah.
It's only been a year and a half.
Yeah, totally. But
and now, I mean, my last 2 weeks, I finally got his name right. Yay.
Better late than never.
That's true. Yeah. He is a farmer in Wisconsin.
Dairy farmer, yes.
And so we're going to talk to Darren about how he is faring, how what he is hearing from other Wisconsin farmers.
Yes.
It's not even worth it to ask him about the farm bill.
Oh, that's...
It's because it's been languishing for so long. But Darren Von Ruden will be here. I hope you can join us. He's fabulous.
Oh, no, it's wonderful. I love having him on the show.
He gives us a great perspective and really just a really nice on-the-ground perspective of what's going on with our farmers.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Join us for that. And just a reminder, today is Giving Tuesday. We are very proudly, WAUK, partnering along with Civic Media with several charities in our area. Go to walkradio.com, walkradio.com, and we've got links there for the fabulous Wisconsin Humane Society and also the wonderful Milwaukee Community Crossroads. If you would like to make a donation, that would be fantastic. If you can't make a donation, maybe consider going on the web, seeing if they have a wish list.
Yeah.
There might be items in your house that you can donate, and they're always looking for people to donate their time.
Absolutely.
If you can't give money,
yes,
considering doing a couple hours a week or something, if you can.
Yep.
If you can.
And at the very least, spread the word.
Yeah,
if you can do that, spread the word.
Yep, definitely. All right, Calvin, it's 10:55. That means it's time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think this should not be, send it in to Greg at me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. janesays@civicmedia.us. Calvin found this one. Our first, I believe, from the Japan Times.
Whoa.
I know. Going global. Headline
cheating
reads,
on Ben Hooper right now.
Yamada to sell human washing machine after Expo popularity. Home electronics retailer Yamada Holdings says it will sell a human washing machine that got a lot of attention at the recent Osaka Expo. A demonstration of the Mirai human washing machine going on display December 25th, the company has not decided when it's actually going to start selling it. It's expected to cost, I don't know what that is in...
What does it say?
Yen. It's at 60 million yen, I believe.
Okay. That is... Okay. We're in 60 million yen, you
60
said?
60 million.
That's in this economy?
This is a Japanese company.
There we go. That's... Okay, one more. It's going to cost... Whoa! $385,000.
Woof. The human...
60 million. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. The human washing machine developed by Osaka-based Science. It produces products using technology generating fine bubbles. By lying down in this capsule, the bather is washed with micro bubbles and a fine mist shower. The entire process, included drying, is done in about 15 minutes. Sensors monitor a bather's health during use. The machine also provides visuals and music. More than 40,000 applications were submitted just to use this test model at the expo, which ended in October. We want people who couldn't visit the expo to experience this technology. So again, their next chance around is going to be December 25th. Do we really need this, people?
Okay, I need to make a confession here.
Uh-oh.
For Tisbet, a lot of the times I won't read the article because I want to hear it, but I heard the headline. And my thought when I heard human washing machine, I heard as someone to come to your house and wash your dishes, or an AI robot that washed your dishes, something of a human experience.
No.
And I was very confused because I'm like, wait a minute. Is it a laundry that you wear your clothes in? I'm very confused. Yeah, this is dumb.
Yes,
this is dumb. Super dumb.
It's like there's a chair in a capsule that encloses and then spritzes you. It's a full body spritzer.
This is a 360 bath. That's all it is. It's like, I'll come to your house and throw some water at you.
Well, that's why, again, we say, Calvin.
What do we say?
This shouldn't be exactly a thing.
I love what you did there.
Shouldn't be.
I love what you did there.
Thank you. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic Media, because without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and texting and watching on the live stream and for listening. It genuinely means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you get the chance to share it. We have news coming up next, and then Tom Hartman takes over with your next chance at the multi-state text to win grown-up gift list contest. So keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.